So basically, back to our topic on
Drugs.
stingy men, we were sharing anecdotes of our experiences, anecdotes about like our experiences with stingy men. Yoti and Lumba, you didn't get a chance to share, and yeah, Yoti and Lumba.
Honestly, I don't think I've ever actually dated or been friends with someone who was like stingy. Like I've been friends with people who are frugal. Like you know how British people just be like extra about money because their parents kicked them out of the house at 18. So it's understandable. Like it's understandable when they're like, yeah, we have to split the bill depending on what everyone had and stuff, you know. But in terms of actually like being with someone who was like actively like stingy, no, I don't think I've actually experienced that, luckily.
That's actually a good point, Lumba. I feel like that's some you have to really consider the difference in culture because here, a guy splitting 50-50 every single date is very normal. Whereas back home, a guy can pay for your meal every single time and it's just kind of expected. But like as Lumba said, this whole, they are British people and I guess Europeans, they're expected to fend for themselves as soon as they turn 18. And also, there's the whole, I know we've spoken about this before, they have to think about home ownership a lot differently than we do back home. So they have to start, every single penny has to go towards a mortgage, what. And then housing is also very expensive, like to actually buy a house. And then people literally save for like 30 years. So from the time they're 18, people be saving for to buy a house. So you obviously expect them to be, in us, in our definition, it would be stingy. But for them, it's just the way life is.
No, but the thing is, that's different. I feel like that's different because with them, yes, they have huge responsibilities from a young age, but when they date, they still show like what is it called, chivalry? Like they still know how to treat their spouses. Like they know they're not stingy with them. Like they know it's not all about the money, just even in efforts and whatever. Whereas here, it's more of no, why should we do this? Why should we? I don't know. What do people do when they go on dates? Like just small things. Like being stingy doesn't always mean it's not all
That's
about
true.
money. Like even in different ways. Now with here, yeah. So what I'm saying is like I feel like it's different. Like there, the European level of stingy is different because with their yeah they have like a tight budget and all but they still know how to cater to your needs like they still know like they know how to budget and
Yeah,
I hope I'm making sense in a way because I feel like it's different yeah they might be broke but they know what to do when it comes like to dates and stuff. But here it's more why should I buy you flowers instead of buying someone gold bricks for their house? Like stuff like that. So I feel like it's different. I feel like it's also like
you're
priorities,
right.
as someone said earlier.
No,
Yeah,
that's actually true. I feel
it
like they still accommodate, and it's not like just because they're
makes
thinking about, oh, we need
Yeah.
to pay for this mortgage, it doesn't mean you won't get flowers.
What's your experience with a stingy man?
But sorry, you find men that they don't have a mortgage to pay, they have no bills to pay, and they can't even buy you lip gloss. Our guys. I think we just love. We love to love. I think that's the reason why we end up being caught in these situations. Although it can't be me. But anyway, let me not speak too soon.
Personally, I don't think I've ever like Lumba, I don't think I've really had a thing with a guy who's stingy. I don't think so. Well, I mean, like, yeah, there've been those who don't lavish you, but like stingy. I don't think so.
So
I feel like with guys, like the more if they like you, like genuinely, a guy will spend on you. Like he will do what he can to make your life comfortable, or at least that particular moment for you comfortable.
It's a pride thing.
So if he's not doing that, then I don't
That's
know.
the thing. Me,
Reconsider.
I'm concerned for people that date people that, honestly speaking, your birthday, he can't even Nah, that's worrying. It's concerning. Married my mom. He literally never bought her a single thing, not even a birthday card. The entire dating life, nothing. Going on dates, he just used to go and walk down the road. And so so my mom was saying, like, her whole family used to say to her, like, are you sure you're making the right choice with this man? Like, good luck being with a stingy man. But it turns out that he was completely different as soon as they got married, which is a bit strange to me. Sorry, Dad. But that's a bit weird.
I feel like there she definitely took a risk or her instinct. Because, I mean, like, if your whole dating life, man isn't even getting you flowers or chocolate, like, I would think, like, is this man going to provide for my kids?
What about you providing for the kids?
This actually ties into my next question, which was going to be, is it a deal breaker for you guys? If somebody is stingy, is that, like, the end all of the whole relationship? Let's just stop
talking.
Yeah,
that's it.
But then I remember my mother's story, and I think, but nah, this is 2021. Things have changed.
Right, well. And also, I think, like, as Natasha was saying about it being even not so much about money and just being about, like the environment that you create, you know, like, are you accommodating? Do you make someone feel, like, loved and cherished and all of this other stuff, even while you may not necessarily be, like, spending large amounts of money on them? And I feel like that's the thing about stinginess, is that it's a spirit, you know, as an African parent to say, it is a spirit, you know, it's something that's, like, something about your character that's concerning, because it's like, why don't you feel like you can share the things that you have, you know, whether it be your vibes or it be your money, you know, why do you feel like that's something you have to hold close to your chest in order for you to feel like you're doing the right thing, you know, whether it's just, so for me, that's why it would be a deal breaker, because it just says something about your character, which is concerning.
True. And if you think about, like, what you just said, Lumba, a stingy person, it can manifest in different ways. Like, for example, you come over and visit him, he would have eaten before you come.
Exactly.
And that's just a stingy spirit.
Oh my goodness. No.
Exactly. Like, exactly. Oh my god.
No. Wow. Like, no, you can't.
He'll even cook fast. You know. Or maybe he'll be like, babe, do you want to come for dinner? And then he's made you noodles.
Wow.
No, but you know, I saw this meme a few months ago where, like, you know, dating a student, you go, you know, the staple of every student in Zambia anyway is like a tray of eggs. So you go to their room, and this nigga has literally counted the eggs that are there. You know what I mean? He counted. He knows that he has 20 eggs left.
You see, that's a problem.
No, that's true.
But then the danger to this whole, like, it being a deal breaker thing is that a lot of men now think that by them just spending money, they're owed something, you know? They deserve some sort of extra consideration above everybody else. And that's why I feel like a lot of girls these days are a little bit skeptical about taking money from guys, especially guys that they like, before they start like actually dating. Like, you know, when you meet someone and you're in the talking phase and you really like this person, like, most girls I know are skeptical about accepting anything from this person, because then that person will start feeling entitled to all sorts of things. And then they develop this sort of, like, notion and picture of you. They basically think that you're after them for their money. And some of them even want that. They want, like, some extra respect or something, or some extra benefits spending. And I've personally met people like this, you know, people who, like, take you out, and they're being crappy in every other way. Like, they're giving attention to, you know, like, they're on their phone the whole time, or even the worst kind of the worst kind of person, a guy who comes to pick you up and he's got like boys in the background, like in the back of the car or whatever, or you're talking to him and you go out on a date and he's there with his boys and you, but then because he's spending money, everybody thinks like his boys and even him expect you to be like impressed and to be there like, oh, you're so lucky. But this guy is like talking and, you know, like chatting shit to his boys the whole time, and you're just there like drinking, even if you're sipping on expensive drinks or eating expensive food. That's where the danger is for me, is that people start to think that they can do or behave in whatever way they want to behave just because they're spending money. Like, I try to be very cautious with guys who seem too generous, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like, because it's not easy to just spend money anyhow recklessly on people. So if he's like too extremely generous, it becomes like sort of concerning to me. I don't know how everybody else feels about that. What?
But like, he's a psychopath. Like, he's a psychopath if he's too generous.
Just he's like,
no, or too possessive. I feel you, Lisa, because yeah, I feel like there's this thing about guys who have money. Like, to some extent, I feel like I would even avoid them, because exactly what you said, it's like they have the excuse, because of their money, they have the excuse to act like crappy towards you. And you're like, uncle, I didn't ask you to spend your money. Take it. I didn't ask.
They like, even remind you, saying, so, after I've done this.
Like, hey, did I ask? After I've left. This is change. Please keep your change. Me, my heart and money, buy my own drink.
Like, they're so disrespectful. They'll be there, like, hey, you know, like, they'll be, ish. There's this one individual I knew back in the day, back when I was in the streets. Yo, like, this dude was the most disrespectful. Like, he would like smack your ass in front of his friends. You know what I mean? Like, disrespectful ass shit like that. Like, you'd be there like, hey, relax, relax. They're like, why are you even getting touched? Just drink, just eat, whatever. You don't, you know, things like that. And you're like, what? You get what I mean? I will never, like, I literally never even look back. I will block you so quick, you won't even know what hit you. Like, I don't even waste my time with such people.
No, I feel like I definitely get that. I feel like I didn't really see it like that until, I think you guys remember when a friend of mine had sent me this voice note that I forwarded to you, where she was basically talking about how there's guys that use that as a way to manipulate you as well, like to get you to fall for them really quickly. They will shower you with gifts when they really have no business in doing that.
Yeah, it's true. Like, okay, I'm going to tell like a semi-sad story. Okay, oh, no. It ends really bad. So like, there was this guy, some rich nigga. So like, he used to book like, what do you call it, massages, he'd buy me whatever. But this person had a very possessive and obsessive behavior, you know, like controlling, wanting to know where I am and stuff. And then I was like, okay, I don't think I should be with this person because this person is weird. And I just found out he killed his ex.
Wait, stop. There were too many. There were too many guys.
I don't want to tell you when.
Who
did he kill? His ex. Yeah, he did. So the thing is, I feel like, thank God, the Holy Spirit and stuff, but I just feel like I could sense that thing of his, you know, like someone showering you with too many gifts, he doesn't even know you, and then like just spending any amount on you and wanting to and there was a time, oh my God, guys, I used to live in a place where there was very poor network, and then he would know when I was in the city, and I was like, how the heck does this person know that I'm in the city? Like, he knows that I left this place at this time, and he knows that I would be arriving in the city at this time. So I was like, okay, that's kind of weird. So I brushed it off, and then he would book like massage spa dates for me and all, and then buy me stuff. And like if I was to go somewhere and have dinner with my cousin, he would always want to be there. Like he would want to check who I was with, and then he would pay for the bill and then take me home. Like he would give me a ride home. Like I was like, what the heck is this person doing? Like I know he's trying to pursue me, but you know, like I can take myself home. I can pay my own bills, you know? Yeah. And then because I didn't like that, I guess that's why I didn't end up dating him, because I was like, this is weird. So from my understanding and knowing his behavior, like maybe he took that on to his next relationship and then they broke up because the girl ended up dating someone else and then he ended up shooting her. So I was like, oh my God, imagine if I actually ended up with this person. Because like, okay, I would say I'm an alpha woman, you know, like I can do stuff on my own. I don't mind if someone spoils me, but I guess some men don't like that. Because it's like, oh, she can take care of herself, that means I can't control her, you know. So I don't know how his relationship was with that ex of his, but if it was similar to what I was experiencing, I understand when you guys say that, oh, okay, he showers me with money, he feels like he owes, like you owe him something. Yeah. So, yeah, no, the girl passed away and then he shot himself.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so I get you when you say that. So I think he didn't like the fact that I wasn't responding in that manner. Like, oh my God, that's so nice of you, you know. I was like, no, don't worry, I can handle it. I can take care of myself. Thank you. It's okay, you know. Yeah, but unfortunately, they passed away. Like,
how did you feel when you heard the news?
I was... Yo, like everything. It was like I was shocked. I was also relieved because I was like, what if that was me? Because he dated her after he realized that him and I weren't going anywhere. Like when he realized that, okay, I can't control this girl, like, you know, plus she doesn't even want to date. So like the time I found out they were dating, that was the time when I just told him, no, like, I really don't want to date you. Yeah. So, and funny thing is, like her and I, we have similar features. I mean, we don't really look alike, but we have similar features. And people were pointing it out.
Yo, like, you know, I know what you mean. There's a lot of guys like that they just date. You know they have an issue when every ex looks the same. And it's always creepy to be in that position where, like, you see your ex's next girl and the girl is, like, just like you. Obviously not the same, but you're like, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I feel like this guy had a problem. Because he did have money. I mean, like, he was a lawyer. He was young but had a very high position. So obviously he can spoil whoever and he's still left with a lot. So I don't know. Yeah, no, that's what I wanted to say.
That's heavy.
I wanted to ask, what do you guys think about these women who make money off of things like OnlyFans? But then what do you think about people who use their womanhood or whatever non-binary gender thing to make money?
Only if I had the confidence to do it, why not? I mean, I don't like being poor.
For me, I mean, like, hey, times are hard these days. Like, I wouldn't judge someone. Personally, I probably wouldn't do it because I just don't think I have the courage to. But I mean, you know, if it's putting food on your plate, do it.
Yeah, I also feel like if I didn't come from a society that was so opinionated, because I think that's one of the issues as well. Zambians have an opinion on everything.
It's constantly the wrong opinion as well. Yeah. A very loud wrong opinion.
Yeah, Zambians love.
No, but then can the opinions ever be wrong though?
Like, no, it's true.
You can't say
You can't say 3 squared is 6.
Yeah, my opinion. I know the meme that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe if Zambia wasn't so opinionated, then I probably would do it myself. I don't know. I have a bunch of reasons why I wouldn't do it. I'm just mentioning a few. But that being said, I think, yeah, it's obvious that my viewpoint is, do you, if you don't mind your opinionated relatives?
That's the problem.
Then why not?
I feel like, okay, for me personally, the reason why I don't like it is pussy can't be your own asshole. You understand? Like, sorry, no, but for being so fast.
I feel like Musa, oh, sorry to cut you, but... You know, for example, let's look at Kim Kardashian's situation. Kim has gone from sex tape to lawyer. Like, you use that. I don't mind people using that as a footstool to then develop yourself into something else. You know, not like...
Yeah, that I get. But let me... I don't like the fact that... listen, I feel like if you're going to be making money, it has to be off of something that's earned. Not your biology. Do you understand? Like, whether male, female, or elephant. Yes! Or elephant. It's my opinion.
Because people can make money based off their biology, but it's not necessarily sex or...
Listen. Let me speak. Listen. I don't like the idea of passive income.
But if you buy stocks, isn't that passive income?
No, it because is. You earn money to buy those stocks in the first place.
What?
But if listen, can you let me land? Let me land.
Okay, land the plane, please land.
Yes, as I'm trying to. My thing is, what makes if you're going to make money? Like I said, even when we're talking about talent, like money making has to be based off of something that you need to do, something that only you can bring to the table. Okay, and I'm not saying go and invent some career out of nowhere. I'm saying whatever you're doing, it has to have a use spin to it. And I don't feel like you making money off of your pussy. I hate that word so much, but I feel like
okay, you're spooky.
Okay, I don't feel like there's anything unique about your cookie that warrants it making money. And this is where people get disrespectful towards females. Like the person that was supposed to be on this podcast is constantly like posting and saying that he doesn't believe in like the whole because you're sleeping with someone like they're your girlfriend or whatever, they don't have to work and you provide for them because that's something that's not a rare commodity. You understand? Like that's something you can get everywhere. Like it's not that difficult to get. Ergo, it's not that special. Ergo, it doesn't deserve to get money for it. You know, like you don't deserve to make money off of something that's everywhere. Like, why am I paying?
What about mushrooms that just go in the backyard? You go and pluck the mushrooms and sell.
My friend, let me land. Why am I paying for sand? Why am I paying 3,000 for sand when I can get sand for 5 kwacha everywhere? Like it's a bad idea.
But like, you're trying to pay for that. Like, yeah, like
exactly. I think,
like, okay. If you're going to decide to pay 3,000%, then it's up to you.
And pay exactly. I'm sorry. I'm trying to gather my thoughts because I'm so flabbergasted. Like, I think the whole idea of money and the value that it holds is in, like, the opinion of the person that's paying it. You know, like, regardless of what you're talking about, let's just talk about porn, right? Not every porn video has the same number of views because people have different opinions on those porn videos and people have different wants, needs, and fetishes when it comes to porn videos, right? That's why they all don't have the same views. So, yes, everyone has a vagina and yes, everyone has a penis, but they're not the same penises or vaginas. And people have different opinions about those penises and those vaginas. And that's an important point which people can use to sell their vaginas and their penises, you know? They all have voices, right? But some people are funny and some people are not funny. And people can use their simple voice and the way that it sounds coming out of their mouth, that some people's voices, when they come out of their mouth, sound funnier than other people's. And you can use that simple fact, that your voice sounds funnier than other people's, to make money. And that shouldn't be a bad thing, that you use that.
Okay.
You know, because life is about using the things that you have, whatever they may be, body parts, voices, intelligence, to make money, you know? And I don't think that needs to be. I don't think that's a negative thing.
I hear what you're saying, Lumba, and I agree. But what my point is this. This day and age where people are trying to be woke at every turn, it invites a lot of disrespect. You see, like I said, a lot of guys are thinking in those lines.
Who cares what the guys are thinking if you're making your money?
Please.
If you're making your money.
Me, I'm talking about the disrespect. I'm talking about I don't want to give someone a window to disrespect me. You understand?
But that's you. You are now placing your views and opinions and your standards on other people. Because you're saying, you've literally declared, saying, I don't like it when people make money off something that everyone has.
No.
Wait.
Listen, no. Listen, my point was, your pussy can't be your only hustle. That's my thing. Like, it can't
Why
be
not?
Only. It can't
be anyway, it's her opinion.
It doesn't sit well with me, yeah. Like, I don't agree with it. Like,
this opinion doesn't make any sense to me. I'm very
I failed to understand it as well.
Okay, personally, I wouldn't do it because I don't want soul ties. Personally, I don't want soul ties. But I feel like if I don't have any solution to someone's problem, then I can't judge them for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like if let's say my friend is a prostitute, and I tell her, please stop doing that, then how is she going to get money? Will I start giving her like 10% of my salary? Will I start giving her 20%? So I just feel like if I can assist the person, like in terms of like financial stuff, then yeah, but if I can't, I don't want to say do you boo, but I just feel like I can't judge the person because it's not like I can even help that person get out of that mess or give that person extra income, because I had friends that were prostitutes. So I just felt like my actions, like the way that I carried myself in a way, and the way I used to hustle would somehow encourage them to like build businesses of their own. I mean, they did stop, but still, I feel like I was in no position to be like, no, you can't do this because it's bad, it's a sin, it's evil. So it's like, okay, Natasha, if you don't want me to do that, will you start sending money to my parents back home? You know? So I just felt like, you know, let me cultivate whatever talent it is that they have and help them grow that talent so it can become like a good fruitful company or business. Yeah, so with me, I just feel like, don't judge the person. If you can find an alternative solution so that they can make like the same amount of money or more, then maybe you can give them that advice. Yeah, that's my take.
I feel like I need to clarify something.
Clarify.
I have no problem with it, like people doing whatever they have to do to survive. Okay, that's different. The people that I know, I've known people who did it because they had no option, and I know people who do it because they want a certain lifestyle. You understand? And people that basically have standards that are based off of other people's, like they're living a life where they want, like they feel like people should give them a certain respect and admiration because they have like the fanciest cars and the iPhone 12s and whatever, but they're not coming. I don't understand where the sense of, for me, I don't understand where the sense of pride in your work is coming from when it's coming from your pussy. Do you understand me? Like, I don't understand.
But must the job always have a sense of pride?
Undermine. Let me finish. Where they're getting the sense to undermine other people, because a lot of other people end up being pressured because they want to keep up with these people and they feel like, you know, they're lacking somehow in life. Money is everything. I don't think, you know, I've been in desperate situations and I haven't thought that I need to do whatever it takes to get money. You know, like I don't think it's justified. In my opinion, it's not like this whole thing, the value. And I think, like, to tie this whole podcast thing that we've been doing together, the value that people put on money these days is ridiculous. Don't get me wrong. Money is important. And we need it. We need it. We need it like we need air. We need it like we need everything. But it's not everything. There's integrity. There's goodness. There's kindness. There's affection. You know what I mean? There's trust. People put money above everything else. And that's where I have the problem. Where's your self-respect for yourself as a person? Look, there's people who don't have, like, there's people who don't have that conscience where I can fuck 20 girls. Sorry for cursing so much on this podcast, but like, I can fuck 20 guys in one night and I'll feel nothing. More power to you, sis. That's fine. But I'm talking about that one person who feels dirty every time they do it, and they keep doing it because they want money. And that's where I'm saying, like, it shouldn't be like that. It shouldn't be like where you put so much value on money, you know, where you're willing to let people disrespect you like that. Like, you know, the whole, like, the thing I was talking about with the guy who, like, would disrespect you in front of his friends, but because he has money, you're fine with it, really? You know? Like I said, you guys know this. I know people that are dating people, and this person has no substance. Like, this person has no characters to write home about. But you're there dating him because he brings that also important thing, which is money. I don't believe in it. I don't even believe in this whole thing of, like, people looking down on people who are, like, students or whatever because they're making money now, you know? Like, for me, it's not everything. So I guess that's where my thing comes from when I say, like, you can't sacrifice certain things. You can't sacrifice a good night's sleep. And don't tell me, like, yo, those people, I know people these days are claiming body positivity and you can be out there putting it on the internet as long as whatever, whatever. But the people who truly don't feel a thing are rare. And the people who are suffering the consequences, even though they don't show it internally, of making these decisions are more, like, way more than the people, even the same, like, points that was speaking out and saying, yeah, we're all about this life, we're all about this life. You have to promote something so much and speak about how it's not affecting you in any way than it is, you know, because you're bothered to speak about it. And that's where I find problem. And that's where I personally don't like this whole, like, just do whatever it takes to make money as long as you're making money. Because no, people are suffering for it. Mic drop. I'm done now.
I don't know. The reason why I can't even, like, give a compelling argument is I just really don't have, to be 100% honest, I don't have a very strong opinion on it. Like, it is what it is. Like, people selling their bodies have been a thing from the times that Jesus was on earth. So I've got nothing to say, guys. This is just me wanting my voice to be heard as usual.
For me, I think I'd say that when you put it like that, I can understand what you're saying a lot more, because, like, rather than the issue being that using your body as a means to make money shouldn't be a thing, the issue being that the way that makes people feel and the effect that has on a person is more of an issue for me, like an issue that I can understand, because I completely agree. I don't know why my voice has gone very posh, but I completely agree that for most people that do it, I can't imagine that it's something that makes them feel good when they go home at night. And the reason I feel like that, it's a very anecdotal story, but when I went to Amsterdam in 2015, we went to the red light district, right? And I remember standing in front of one of the windows and looking at the lady that was standing there, at the prostitute that was standing in the window. And there were, like, a bunch of people standing in front of the window looking at her, taking pictures, et cetera, et cetera. And I remember just looking at her eyes and noticing that she wasn't looking at anyone. Like, she was kind of looking, like, slightly above the crowd. And her eyes looked dead, right? And it made me feel very sad. Like, it broke my spirit, personally. And I think it was just because, like, I don't know what she was feeling, you know? I can't know. I wasn't in her head. But for me, it just felt like she just had to, like, turn herself off in order to do what she was doing. And I can't imagine that would make someone feel good about themselves when they go home at night. And that being the issue, then, yeah, I completely agree. It's not a healthy career for anyone to have. But I still, in the same light, feel that, like, if people got to do it to get through their lives, then, you know, they got to do it. Like, I remember there was this woman on BBC who talked about how she worked as a stripper. I don't know if it was a stripper or a prostitute. It was one of the two. Maybe I think it was a prostitute because it was very dramatic, to put herself through medical school. And I was like, you know what? Yeah, more power to you, man. So I think it's just a matter of appreciating that it is a very difficult thing to do, but also understanding that, like, because of the capitalist system that we live in, you know, the socialist in me is back. Because of the capitalist system that we live in, sometimes people gotta do some not so great stuff in order to live the life that they wanna live.
Agreed.
And sometimes in order to just
I feel like also it's very this is me now with my more sensible comment. It's very, I had this in my mind, but I don't know why I didn't say it out loud earlier. Anyway, I think it's very easy as well to say, you know, Musam, for everything you're saying, that I'm the brokest person I know, I've been in very desperate situations. That's really easy to say, but we don't know the level of desperation that people have really been in. And you never really know until you've walked in someone else's shoes. So it's very, because I'm pretty sure even them making those decisions, that must be very difficult. And I feel like now I've always thought that it would be easy to say no to things like that. But as I'm getting older, my attitude towards money and me realizing how much money is very vital in this society. Like, I think we've always known that, but as you get older, it becomes more of a reality. When you now start having to pay tax, you have to pay your water bill, you have to pay your energy bill, your gas and electricity, and then your rent on top of that, then you also have to eat. When you start having, when you're not put in that position, I think the game really changes. And you really start having to think outside the box, and you really have to stretch yourself, because that reality is a lot tougher than we kind of make out for it to be in our minds. Because I feel like I was very much in that position. Mm-hmm. I used to take for granted how, and I used to judge people as well that were either like, somehow they just couldn't hustle to get this money, you know, like people who just always seem broke. I won't lie, like I used to judge and be like, yo, how can you always complain about being broke? But now that I'm in that position where, okay, now I have paid tax, I have to think about all these bills. And then on top of the bills, I have to have, pay my rent. And then I also have to have things like Wi-Fi, which are not a cheap thing to have. Like thinking about those things, my attitude has changed completely. And I think, it's very dangerous to very quickly be like, you know, that level of desperation, you know, all those things. But you don't know, for example, people who have close family members that are suffering from cancer. Cancer medication, I did not know this until recently. That is, it's extremely expensive, extremely expensive. And if you don't live in a place like the UK where medication is subsidized, what are you going to do? Because it's not like it just costs something as small as, I don't know, £200. It's a lot more than that. Cancer medication is very expensive. So what are you actually going to do? You can't watch your relative die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, listen, like, I get what you're saying. And I completely agree. Like I said, I don't need to get... I think I got into it a bit in the first podcast. In the first podcast, and I've told you guys about how, like, you know, things quickly went everywhere where they're not supposed to be for me at a certain point in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So what I mean is, you can't be your only hand. You should have a long-term goal. Like an
energy. Yeah, speak up a bit.
Just like that, what about that person who used it to get medical school? That's different. People who use it to fund businesses, that's different. But then I've like the growing trend now, the reality is people are doing it
relevant
to stay in touch, yeah, to stay relevant and to stay like, so you know, buy a keep up with the trends and and the iPhones and start driving quicker than. Like, you know, like, I know people, you're a student, your parents pay for, like, they give you the basic stuff that you need. Yet you find this person is always out in the most expensive of places, and you know that they can't afford these things. And you know that they're there because they want to live a certain lifestyle and meet a certain type of man so that they continue, you know, being a certain type of person. And that's what I'm against. Like, why are you... Like, people literally drop out of school. so that they hold their way out of certain, like they hold basically their whole life away. And that's what I'm against. Like, why is your pussy being the only thing that's sustaining you and keeping you alive? You have talents. You have a brain. You know what I mean? You have parents that have invested money to send you to school. And this goes back, if you're looking at it from a biblical point of view, the parable of the talents. Is it called the parable of the talents? The one where each person was given 30 pieces of silver. You know what I mean? And then you throw away your silver. Basically, you don't want to use what God has given you in terms of... you basically just throw it away and you want people to give you yours by doing the bare minimum. Because honestly, like, opening your legs to sleep with someone is the bare minimum, if you ask me. So why are you living your life that way? You understand? There's other things you can do. If you're doing it to get out of the tough
Okay, but Musa, sorry again to interrupt you. I feel like there will always be people like that, though. There's always going to be people that they would rather not think about, oh, let me have a career, let me plan my life, living whatever. There's people that they are very much happy competing with the ways of the world and just living in the world. And they'll happily die doing that. So what can you do? This is where I feel like
that's perfectly fine. I understand that. But what I'm against is when people glorify it and make it like an achievement. That's what I'm against. And people speak about it like, oh, it's a way out. No, it's not. What do you mean? It's not. It's a solution. No, it's really not. Like, In all seriousness, it's like the last option you should have on your mind. Like, it's not a way out of, like, you know, if it's a tough sport and whatever, I can understand. I feel like do whatever you've got to do to survive and live another day. But then it shouldn't be now your only person, your only thing. Like, that's your trademark now. That's a completely different thing, in my opinion. Like, it's a completely different thing, and it's just lazy.
That is fair enough.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we drifted from. Okay, have we drifted? Not necessarily. Not necessarily.
But sort of. We have drifted.
Anyway, Musa, what was the original question?
Hello.
I thought you after not giving an opinion for how many minutes.
Well, you guys have been on fire. I mean. To be honest, I feel like what Nachi said, at first I also thought, like, you know, I also don't have an opinion on this. But then again, I mean, sometimes when you're driving through Lusaka, for example, late at night, and you see, like, prostitutes in the road and stuff, guys, pads are pushing 50 kwacha. Like, I'm not saying, and that's another thing, I'm not saying that that's the only option, no.
That's actually sad.
Yeah, okay, yeah, it's not supposed to be funny, but, like, things are rough, like, rough. Do I blame them for resorting to that? No, but I always think, like, what Natasha said, like, you know, if you want to, like, what solution? You know, I always try to think, like, you know, what would this person do? It's not, like, it's not that easy to go and look for a job. You can't tell someone, no, that's a business.
Exactly, yeah, if you want a job, you literally, like, most of these jobs, you have to sleep with someone for you to get a job. So I understand, like, I'm not
yeah, innocent. I know, hey, okay. Okay, no, I know it always comes off as me telling you, but, like, let me also talk.
No, I said idiotic. I said
okay, anyway, so I think I really do have mixed opinions over it, because I also get what Musa is saying about how it's so glorified now, how, you know, you have to go to such a place, find a rich guy, sleep with him, and, you know, get the benefits and all of that. And I don't think that's the most, but I mean, like, that's the thing, like, if someone is okay with it, it's not affecting them, they're proud of it, like, who am I to say anything? Like, so I don't know. I really do feel like it's all over the place. You look at other people, and that's literally their means to survive. Like what Nachi said about we don't know how desperate people get. Where, you know, you're saying that's the last option. Like, what if they're on their last option? Like, what else are people going to do? Can't necessarily. Like, where are you going to get money from in Zambia to start a business? Like, if it's me who's a school dropout, like, where am I going to get money from to start a business? Like, I might as well just sleep with a guy, get money, and, you know. But so, to be honest, I don't know. I don't really have a solid opinion on it. I don't know if it's wrong to not have a solid opinion on it, but it's wild.
I wanted to say that. The other day I saw this thing where people are like, this thing of saying, let people do what they want is dangerous. The other day, guys, like honestly, you can't let people do whatever they want.
Definitely.
I'm not saying we should police and dictate people, but some things there's wrong.
What do you want to do then? You want to grant people to not do what they want.
What I'm saying is this thing of saying, like sitting on the fence. I think I understand that people are very sensitive these days to everything people say. But then again, what about morals? Like, do you really?
But who defines what these morals are?
It's all well and good. It's all well and good to say that I'm not doing it. It's that other person doing it. So it's up to them. It's all about my morals. But we all have to bring up people for prevention. You know what I mean? We all have to have relatives in this world. Whatever we are allowing to be seen as normal, whatever we are not doing anything about, will affect us, each and every one of us, at some point in our life. You understand? So for me, I think I had to learn. It may seem a little bit radical, but I have to like draw the line and say no to certain things and be vocal about it, because this, you know, like we are social creatures. They affect the things, the decisions that we make, the decisions that someone else makes affect us. So I can't, like, for me, it's not enough to just say, as long as it's not me who's doing it and this is what I do. I have to say where my stance is, and I have to say it so that I can find a community of people that accept those and adopt those same values, so that hopefully I can raise my family and affiliate myself more with those people. You understand? Like, that's my thing. And that's why I feel like I need to be vocal about it. Again, I'm not going to go and police and shoot anyone for not sharing my values. I'm not going to say, you stop doing this, you stop doing that. But I have to say that the least I can do is say that this is my opinion on the subject, and I stand strongly for this. You understand? Because I can't afford to not stand strongly for certain things, because they will affect us at some point, you know?
So do you feel safe that's my raising thing. Your family around us? I'm just asking. But you don't have to answer if you don't want to. But, like, do you think that you feel safe raising your family around us?
That's a loaded question. I'll only answer this if every single one of us answers it as well.
Do I feel safe raising my kids around you guys?
Yeah.
I feel like, what difference does that make? Because either way, at some point, our kids will be around people that we don't feel safe raising them around. So...
No, but then as a parent, you can control that initially.
Why do you just want us to say something wrong? You want to trap us?
No, it's because of a comment that Musabu said about how, you know, she has to, or she's going to be vocal about these issues so that, you know, she can find a community of people who, you know, believe the same. Did you say believe the same thing? Let me not misquote you, but like, it was something along those lines. So it made me think, like, so does she feel safe? Like, I'm just asking. Does she feel safe raising her family around us?
Who? Musambu?
Musa.
Me, I said that I'll answer this if everyone answers it. So everyone should answer. Then
okay, we answer here or we answer
individually? Why is it so hard to answer?
I don't know.
No. I'm interested. It's a very good question.
Look, I don't know. I don't have kids yet. Ask me in 10 years.
All right. 10 years.
I mean, I know Musa. That's it. But
that's fair.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Yeah. So why not? Like, I'm okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Your turn.
Do I feel safe raising my kids around you guys? I think I do. We're young now and all of that, but I feel like becoming a parent definitely comes with a lot of other responsibilities, and you obviously have to change, or, you know, man up or woman up at a point. So do I feel like you guys would also man up or woman up with me? I like to think you would, actually.
I think,
despite our crazy differences, I actually do think you would. But it's a good question. I think I actually need more time to think about it. But generally, right now, I think you would. I mean, I think I would raise my kids around you guys.
Okay. I feel like you guys are very philosophical. And some of the answers that you give and the way you debate things on the podcast is not necessarily the way that you
You're calling us hypocrites?
So on this podcast, we say, no, I'm not calling you hypocrites. It's actually a good thing to be able to see a different perspective like than the way you live your life.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You understand? Like, I feel like, yeah, I feel like if somebody just listened to the podcast and doesn't you know you personally, Nachi,
oh, okay, or Yoti, what you mean.
They would think that you are a very liberal person. They would think that you go out there and have one night stands, but that's so opposite of what you are. Even Natasha, I think, you know, like that's so not who you are. Do you understand? But when you're discussing issues, you debate them in a way that a person would think that you are. So I feel like when you're discussing something and it's a hypothetical situation, it's different from what you would actually do in the moment. So I would definitely raise my kids around you because I know that from the way you live your own life, I wouldn't like expect you to behave differently in real life, basically. That being said, if my child comes to ask you such a question, do not debate, do not start saying circumstance. You say no. You say no. You do not debate. If they come and ask you today, can I open an OnlyFans? I'm broke. I need money for. You say no. You say no. Do you understand? Like, no. There's no debate. There's no other side here.
Baby Musa, we hear you.
It's all well and good. But if it's my kid, say no.
Okay.
Okay, so Natasha, thank you very much for coming onto the podcast.
You're welcome.
It's been great having you.
Nice.
Yeah. And thank you.
Do you have any concluding remarks?
No, I actually enjoyed this. I think this is like, is it my first official podcast? Yeah, but I enjoyed it. It was really nice.
Aww.
So, yeah.
That's nice. But anyway, it's been a good one. I've enjoyed having this discussion with you guys. As usual, we should have more.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Look, I've been breathing all this time, but good night.
Good night. Thanks again, guys. It's been amazing. Mm-hmm.